Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. In line with what was mentioned yesterday about Birkas HaTorah and the Mishneh Berurah's approach, the way the Mishneh Berurah learned, the importance, why it's so important to say Birkas HaTorah, I want to share with you briefly a story which I feel is important in connection with that Birkas HaTorah, which is not directly about Birkas HaTorah, but I think the concept and the principle is the same. The Heilige Abderav, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the G'doylei HaChassidim, from an earlier, one of the very early generations, was approached by a Yid, who Nebuch was, he didn't have a lot of money. He was very poor, he had to marry off four daughters. It was financially very big, great challenge. He went to the Abderav, the Gevaldige Tzadik, the Abderav, and he told him that I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I'm a poor man. I don't know where to start. So the Abderav told him, the tzaddik, the Abderav told him, I wanted to go to Leipzig. Leipzig was the famous market in Leipzig. The huge market. I wanted to go to Leipzig. And the first business that you encounter, you should go for that. Now, he replied to the Abderav. He said, well, I wish I can even, there's nothing I can purchase. I can't sell anything in Leipzig. And I certainly can't buy anything in Leipzig. I have absolutely no money. So he took out of the reserve 5 ruble, which is equivalent of literally, you know, a few pounds. And he told him that the first business that you encounter, 5 ruble, you should go for it. He said, you can't go to a marketplace with 5 ruble. You know, these are huge figures that we're dealing with. And this is wholesale. And this is, you can't. But the Rebbe said, you don't ask questions when the Rebbe says, you don't ask any questions, just go for it. He went, he somehow made it to Leipzig, I don't know how. But he made it to Leipzig. And as he goes to Leipzig, he goes there and he goes in and he's very embarrassed. He has got nothing to sell, nothing to buy really, besides his 5 rubles that he has in his pocket, which he received from the Abderav. And he enters the marketplace and he looks around, very embarrassed, and big commotion. But one of the people there notices him and he goes up to him and he says, well, what are you selling? What are you buying? He says, not quite sure. He said, what do you mean, not quite sure? He said, well, you must be here for a reason. He said, yeah, are you selling anything for 5 rubles? And the person says, 5 rubles? He says, yeah, I've got 5 rubles. Are you able to sell anything? Have you got anything available for 5 rubles? The person packs out laughing. 5 rubles, what are you here for in Leipzig? The great market in Leipzig. 5 rubles, what do you want for my life? And then the person said, you know, he starts laughing. And obviously, he was a Elichid, was a Fumid. And the person who approached him, he was also a Yid, but he didn't keep Torah mitzvah. So he told him, for 5 rubles, yeah, you know, 5 rubles, you're here for 5 rubles, you know what? I can't sell you anything. My Olam Haba I can sell you for 5 rubles. That's all there is of it. And there's nothing over here. 5 rubles, you're making choice. This person took the Abderav's word literally. And he said, the first thing that he said, you know, you're mitzvahs. You're selling your mitzvahs. You're selling your 5 rubles. Okay, I'll buy them. He said, fine. He packs out laughing. That's hilarious. But this person was a very timid person. He said, you're selling all your mitzvahs for 5 rubles. I want to have this in contract. I want to have a paper for that. And he starts laughing and laughing. He makes chozek. And he says, yes, sure. But he said, I want a proper contract. Please, can you get a contract? Can you get to Adim? And then the person starts laughing. Sure, I'll give you, for 5 rubles. I'll send you my mitzvahs. You know, I didn't keep any mitzvahs for my whole life. You know, I'm happy to give them to you for 5 rubles. So he drafts contracts, and they make a contract, and they write the names. He writes his name and his name, and then he says, go for it. I wanted to sign. He says, no problem. He's laughing. Everybody there, massive commotion. They all make fun of it. Massive commotion. He signs his name, and he passes it on to the Yid. He signs his name as well. Finally, give £5, and that matters that he takes the five rubles and he takes the contract and that's it. Right? He's on his way. He's done what the Rebbe asked him to do. He asked him to first business in the account, should go five. He did it. Fine. It's fine for him, the business done. He wants to go back. Can't go back that very day. Can't go back home. But the next day, he stays in some sort of inn or some sort of cheap place where he can sleep for the night. The next morning, he's going to go back. He's going to travel back. In the meantime, this person, he's got this contract in his hand. He has 5 rubles, and he goes back. He's still tears in his eyes from the laughing. He goes back home and he tells his wife, do you know what happened this morning? I said, well, somebody came and he got 5 rubles. First business, he tells him, for 5 rubles, you know, I told him for 5 mitzvahs, you can have my mitzvahs for 5 rubles. And his wife, a little bit more sensible than he said, what do you mean? I can't believe it. 5 rubles you sold him, the few mitzvahs that you've done over your whole life, the few mitzvahs you've done, you sold him 5. No, you don't even have that anymore. The few mitzvahs that you've done, for that you sold. Here, go quickly, get back that contract and get, pay back the 5 rubles. You know, you can't. And he said, it was just a joke. It's nothing. He said, I'm not giving you a supper until you get back the. And he says, fine, you know, you're not going to, when it comes to supper, you know, you're not arguing. So he's fine, okay, he tries to look for him, eventually he finds him. And he tells him, listen, it was just a joke. He take back you, you know, let's, you know, change the, give me back the 5 rubles, you give me the contract, and, you know, let's, but the person says, no, I'm sorry, deal is deal, business is business, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Abdurov told me, you know. It's okay, you know what, no problem, I'll give you 10. He says, I'm sorry, I can't, deal is deal, I can't. And he says, okay, I'll give you 20. He said, I'm not budging. This is the contract. This is the deal. It was deal. I'm not. He goes up 20, 50, 100. He goes to huge, when he reaches the huge fortune, and he doesn't stop. He goes up and up and up and up and up until he reaches phenomenal heights. And he knows that he needs to just get, and until he reaches the figure, and he reaches the figure that he can marry off 4 daughters. He says, you know what? Okay, I'm still, that's what the Abdurov meant. Okay, fine, okay, I'll give you back the company. He paid him this huge fortune, and that's how he traveled home. Now, the point I want to say is the following. He went back, on his way home, he went back to the Abdurov as a wealthy individual. He went back to the Abdurov, and he asked Abdurov, I want to ask you something. And he showed him the fortune that he had. And then he showed him, it's an unbelievable story. So the Abdurov told, Abdurov asked him, I want to ask you something, Abid. How much was that Yid's person, that Yid's mitzvahs, how much was it worth? The few mitzvahs that he had done, how much was it worth? Was it worth 5 rubles? Or the few mitzvahs he had, was it really worth? He bought him back for a fortune, for thousands and thousands. How much was his mitzvahs worth? That was what Abdurov asked. How much was his mitzvahs worth? What's the answer? Millions. So Abdurov said something, I think this is absolutely brilliant. The Abdurov said, I'll tell you, the value of his mitzvahs was as follows. When this Yid sold his mitzvahs for 5 rubles, they were worth 5 rubles. But when he was prepared to pay a fortune for those mitzvahs, when he was prepared to give out all that huge amount of money for the mitzvahs, that's how much it was worth. That's what the Abdurov said. So besides the fact of being mezakeh this Yid, he was also mezakeh him of actually, you know, getting that value in that mitzvahs. The reason why I'm saying this in context of the Birkas HaTorah, I heard it was in this context, because it's all about us, the way we machshiv the Torah. It's not just the Torah, it's not just the mitzvahs, it's about how we approach the Torah mitzvahs. I just want to share with you this ma'aseh of the Ahalik Abdurov. Right, we are up to Simon Mem Zayin, and we are up to Sif Hey. And we shall continue from there, continuing in Hilchas Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaTorah are Asher Kiddushon b'mitzvos v'tzivonu al divrei Torah v'harev no v'chulu Asher bocha bonu, etc. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nches al divrei Torah, Omenek medinoseinu, the minig in our countries is loyma lasik v'divrei Torah, lasik, that we are busy with divrei Torah. This is our nosach that we have. Geir, a geir, Yochai Loimai, he can't say, Birkas Asher Bo Chabonu. He has chosen us. Although he was not chosen by birth, but he picked to be one of the chosen ones. Therefore, a geir can actually say the words of Asher Bo Chabonu. Save cotton test in Mishneh Berurah. Veharevno, says in Mishneh Berurah, Yesh Medaktikin, and some are Medaktik, and they say, The wording is our offspring. Whoever is a Talmid Chacham, and his son is a Talmid Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmid Chacham, and then there's a consequence that a Torah will not leave that family. It will stay on and on and on for many generations. Shenema lo yomushu mepicha, mepi zaracha. Once you've got one generation, a second generation, a third generation, then it lasts, it stays. So there's but the reason why some have the nusach of saying v'tzeitzoeinu is based on this pasuk. V'asher bo chabonu v'tomit tiyat tefilas ha'av v'oreim shkura b'fihem. Always. Constantly, the tefillah of a father and a mother should be in the mouth. Leispale to davna al bnei on their sons. Shulaim de Torah that they should be loim de Torah. Ve'tzadikim uvalem midos toivos should be tzadikim and valem midos toivos. Often, so the tzadikim say that sometimes you see somebody growing into gewaltige heights of chokhmah and of Torah. Often, it's simply direct consequence of the tefillahs of one's mother. One doesn't know. One never knows. It's sometimes it's tefillahs of one's mother. V'yichaven ma'oid b'virkas av rabbe, one should have gewaltige kavana, by the tefillah of av rabbe, v'virkas ha'toyim, v'virkas ha'toyim, b'shol sh'oimer, v'nyeh nachna v'tzetzo'enu. V'chink sh'oimer, uvo le'tzion le'man, lo yiniga lo reik, v'lo yinelid la'beholo, one should have gewaltige kavana. Remember Rabbi Tishou, when I was engaged, Rabbi Tishou was still there, and Rabbi Tishou said once, this is in a way it's the most important tefillah, is av rabbe. In a way it's the most important tefillah, because we want our children to become talmidei chachamim. Say Vav. Yoima Vaharev im Vav. The Nusach is, the correct Nusach is to say Vaharev with a Vav. Hagavish Oimun Beloy Vav, and Chenuag others say without the Vav. And the reason for that in Sifkot Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says the Brocha, Achasit, that it's one Brocha, and therefore, since it's one Brocha, you will add the Vav, you make it into the continuation. So there's various Nuschos, and one should keep the one's Minig. Aval Yoyz, the Ramah ends off saying Aval Toiv Yoyz the Toiv Loima Bevav. The best way, according to Ramah, is to actually yes to say the Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because like you're definitely Yoyz all the days by that. Siv Zayin Birkas Avos Oylam Poteres Birkas Atoyra. A very interesting Chiddush. Shulchan Aruch is Mechadish that if of course Birkas Atoyra. Because the Torah works, and as a bracha, that without bracha, you fulfill your obligation. However, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now: if you don't say, for whatever reason, you don't say Birkas HaTorah, you could actually cover it. You could actually have as if you can substitute the Birkas HaTorah with the tefillah of Avos Olam. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Birkas Avos Olam poiteres Birkas HaTorah. You can actually fulfill the same obligation of Birkas HaTorah by saying Avos Olam. Im lomad, if you learned miyad, immediately bli hefsek. If you learn straight away after Avos Olam, we'll see what that means, then you can actually fulfill your obligation of Birkas HaTorah with Avos Olam. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sefkot Yud Gimel that Avos Olam, not at Avos Olam, lefi mashe pasek lekamon, according to the Shulchan Aruch's Nusach. Avol Aramah, according to the Ramah, we say Avraham b'Shachris, Avraham in Shachris. The Poshut and similarly, who are then because Avos Olam be'Avos Gamkin shepoteres the Zilbas Taimer. So it doesn't make a difference if you say Avraham or you may Avos Olam. Either way, you can fulfill your obligation of because a mitzvah by saying that filler. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that so? Why is it that if you fail to say because a Torah, you can fulfill your obligation by saying Avos Olam or Avos Olam? Why is that? Any suggestions? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yud Dalet the following rationale. Poiteres, sheyesh bo me'ein Birkas HaTorah. Because in a way, the content is similar to Birkas HaTorah. Why is that? Because we say, v'sein belibeinu, Hashem, you should give us, in our hearts, lilmoy to learn, u'lilamelin to teach, lishmoyren to keep, v'lasoyzen to do, u'lekayim to fulfill. And therefore, we are basically covering the same type of content than Birkas HaTorah. Consequently, if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah for whatever reason, and you say Avraham, Avos Olam, having the words, v'sein belibeinu, therefore you're covering, you're saying that, please Hashem, let us learn, let us fulfill and let us learn, so it's as if you've said Birkas HaTorah. Yeah.
It has more far-reaching content, more broad content.
Correct.
Things like teaching as well.
Correct. Birkas HaTorah. The very good question. We also asked, why is that? When it comes to Avraham, we find the whole nusach of teaching and keeping points which are not mentioned in Birkas HaTorah. Why is that so? So I think the answer, any suggestions? The question is a good question. Valid point. Yeah, that's right. That Birkas HaTorah doesn't require that. Birkas HaTorah is purely for the learning of Torah. The Birkas HaTorah aspect, it doesn't need that. Avos Olam is an additional tefillah which has much more. The reason why Avos Olam is being, the takon of Avos Olam, Avraham, is not purely as Birkas HaTorah. There's other elements in it as well. So it's not a necessity for Birkas HaTorah. Does that make sense? That's a good question. If you, for some reason, yeah, I suppose the answer is yes. So, again, you're asking if you don't say Birkas HaTorah, but you just say... That's a good question. That's a good question. It's a good question. What do you think? I think Pashto's yes.
I thought it had some kind of sort of broch.
Right.
It's a
broch. Right. Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. Very good question. I don't know. The Mishneh Bura adds, and it says, Velechoyre. And it seems with the sosam, it appears, since it doesn't qualify it, mashmed appears that fudelo kiven beis abrocha, even if it didn't have intention during the brocha, lifto zebe kazatoyer sagi. The Mishneh Berurah over here seems to pasken, and Bialocha discusses this in greater detail, but over here seems to pasken that if even if you don't particularly have intention for that, nevertheless, if you say avos olam, you are, if you say avos olam, you don't have particular intention to be yotze because of Torah, you're still fulfilling the, you're still yotze. Yeah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch over here makes an important point. Shulchan Aruch says that you can only fulfill because of Torah but avos olam if you learn straight away after that. Does that apply also with regards to Birkas HaTorah in the morning? The normal Birkas HaTorah? Right, we say we actually learn as well. So here we're actually touching on a topic which we'll be discussing later, but we're touching on the point that Birkas HaTorah, like any other Birkas HaMitzvahs, really, as we know, any mitzvahs that we're fulfilling, Birkas HaMitzvahs, after the bracha, you need to fulfill the mitzvah. So when you shake the lulav, you make a bracha, immediately after that, you shokel the lulav. Eating matzah, you make a bracha. So similarly also, when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, you make the bracha, and then following that, you need to fulfill the mitzvah. How do we do it nowadays? How do we do it? Obviously, by saying the psukim afterwards, we'll address that short, mitzvah shem, and later seif. Very good. That's exactly where I was trying to go. Excellent. Very good. Very, very good. Very good, you're 100% right. That's exactly the point. That over here we find, that by Avos Olam, we need to do exactly the same thing. By Avos Olam, you also need to learn afterwards. So what about the Shema? Does that work, the fact that you said Shema, is that considered learning or not? So the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Ches the following, Mamash addressing your point. One could doubt, is sagi, it's sufficient, if you say Avarabah, and you yoytze Birkas HaTorah with that, if after you say Shema, are you fulfilling the obligation or not? Is that good enough or not? He said that ideally shouldn't, it's not poshut, and ideally shouldn't rely on that. You shouldn't rely on that. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. Because he says that could be it's not considered learning. Could be just it's davening, it's not learning.
But you could learn straight after
tefillah. That would be fine. That would be fine.
Because otherwise you can't be
rushing tefillah. You're right. But yeah. Now Rabbi Isai, what happens if a normal Birkas HaTorah, Rabbi Isai, in the morning I say Birkas HaTorah, if not, and then suddenly I stop for one reason or another, I had to stop for a minute, and I didn't actually say after the Birkas HaTorah, I didn't actually say the psukim that we normally say. Does that matter or not, Padiyavet? Is it just a lechatchila or is it an ikuv? Depends on. Oh, very good. Interesting you mentioned Birkas HaNenin. I just saw that Rav Shach used to say, really, this is Birkas HaMitzvahs, really. It's not Birkas HaNenin. Right. Yeah, pardon? Yeah, very good. But Rav Shach used to say, he doesn't understand why, besides the Birkas HaMitzvahs, why isn't there Birkas HaNenin on learning Torah? Just a book, pure Birkas HaNenin. But, yeah, so the Maisa, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch said about this. He said in Sif Tes the following. Yes, some say shem hifzig ben Birkas HaTorah lelimudo en bekach klum. So that yes, ideally you should learn straight after Birkas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch says if you did stop, if you didn't interrupt between Birkas HaTorah and learning, it doesn't matter. Ve'anochon, it is better yet shloi lehifzig beineihem, that you should not interrupt. So lechatchila you shouldn't stop, but yeah, it doesn't matter. Ve'anochon, it is right not to interrupt. Ve'chenoagun, the minhag is Loima Pashas Birkas Kohanim Somach LeBirkas HaTorah. The minig is to say Birkas Kohanim after Birkas HaTorah. And that is the minig, and that's what has been established for many, many, many centuries. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah Lemaise brings Cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah does say that Dim Birkas HaTorah K'mo Chol Birkas HaMitzvahs that Tzorich Lachzor Levorich Mipsik Techev Birkas HaTorah. He brings Cholkim and he does Paskan. Now, Lechatchil, it's not so poshut that if you actually did interrupt, he said, Lechatchil, you should have somebody else being motzi you. Because could be that if you did interrupt, could be actually you bocha was a bocha levatole. But that's a very good question. Because this is not mamash sofik deraisa. Because, first of all, did you say avarab after this or not? Yeah, but if you are later going to say, the Mishnah Berurah says, so what's exactly the scenario?
So, you were just about to say Birchus Kohanim, and then your wife says, there's a dirty nappy in the room, and then...
Then you run.
Right, but whatever. So, for whatever reason, there was a hefsek.
Right.
And now you think, do I need to repeat?
No, so you rely on Ava, you either have somebody else mow to you, or you wait for Avraham and a Kona then.
Okay, let's say you're on holiday in Cornwall and there are no Jews around.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Okay. I hear you saying, based on the fact that Sofik Deraisa. Okay, I just want to quickly just get to the Kusif Kot Chof and Chof Aleph. Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein Noagu Atam B'Shloisha Psukim. Why is that we say three Psukim? Shirotzo L'Sadak Yaseder HaKoyre B'Toyre. Like we line by the Toyre. V'nok to Elu, the reason why we picked those Psukim. Why is that? Mishum Sheish B'Ein Brocha. They have a Brocha. It's Brocha. Umot Eloim Rafilu Koyde Mayra Boike. You can say it even very, very early in the morning. You can say it because of Toyre. The loyki is machmir, unlike those who are machmir in this matter, but you can certainly, you can say all those psukim early in the morning. There's no ish, even before the sun goes up, so it's fine. Sevkot nchof alef birkas kohanim for noa guloyim agamkin elu dvorim shein loyim shir she mishnah. We also add a mishnah after the thresh about pe. Merem the elu dvorim shodim kidelikayim mikro mishnah gemara. We do mikro mishnah and gemara. To recap what we covered tonight, beis Hashem is barach shemoy. We learned the nusach of the baruch hashem kedushan mitzvos is not divrei Torah v'arim no. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a machloikas as to whether one should say the Vav, one should not say the Vav. The Rama says one should say the Vav la'aloch le'maisa. Zion teaches us that that Avraba poteres because of Torah if you learn it straight away afterwards. The same applies with Avas Oilum, Avraba either way. Siv Ches teaches us that if you learn straight after, if you learn straight away, if you said Avraba and you learn and you said Shema afterwards, it's doubtful as to whether that is Yotze or not, if that's considered learning or not. Maybe that's not considered learning because you're saying it as a tefillah. Then we learn Sif Test that tells us that if you the proper Birkas HaTorah, if you say the Brocha, not Avraba, if you say proper Birkas HaTorah and you fail to learn straight away afterwards, so the Shulchan Aruch says En Bekach Klum, it doesn't matter. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings Cholkim on that. The meaning, however, is to say straight away afterwards Birkas Kohanim. And the reason why we say Birkas Kohanim is because there is a bracha included in that, and we also makpid to as the Mishnah Berurah says, to do mikra, mishnah, and gemara. We shall continue with Hashem next week, and I wish you a very good Shabbos.